بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Canonical Issues on Gelatin, Scenario Number 4. Here, in the Ingredients section, one reads the term bovine gelatin. That's gelatin which has been extracted from a cow or sheep. Now, in the previous scenario, or in the previous case that we discussed, under bovine gelatin, we knew that the cow or sheep was slaughtered on a par with the Islamic Sharia. We knew that. Here, in this case, now assume that the duty bound doubts whether or not the animal from which this gelatin has been extracted has been slaughtered Islamically. There's doubt to this. He doesn't know. It's possible that it has. It's possible that it hasn't. But there is doubt here in relation to whether or not the animal has been Islamically slaughtered, whereas in the previous case there was no doubt. One was certain that it was Islamically slaughtered. Now, in such a case, we first divide it into two classes, two divisions. One, does istihala occur, or does istihala not occur? Assuming the duty bound, it's substantiated before him or her, that istihala does arise, in such a case where one doubts from whether or not the animal, the cow or sheep, has been slaughtered Islamically or not. If we believe istihala does arise, here it would be permissible to consume, and it would not be regarded as najis either. Why wouldn't it not be regarded as najis? Because of the principle of tahara. And the principle of tahara is where you have two things, and one of them you know, you have one thing, and you don't know whether it's canonically pure or canonically impure. It may be canonically pure, that's if the animal was slaughtered Islamically. It may be canonically impure, it may be najis, that's if the animal wasn't slaughtered Islamically. So there's a doubt, there's one thing, you don't know if it's tahir or not. Here, in such cases of a doubt, when one side of the doubt, there is the possibility that it is tahir, here you have to, you can presume it's tahara, aslut tahara, the presumption of tahara. And that's why, in such a case, it wouldn't be deemed najis, were istihala to occur. You can also consume it. You can consume it. Why can you consume it? Because if you believe that istihala has actually been realized, it's a new subject matter now. You're not doubting a certain animal or not. It's converted into a totally different thing, and therefore it would be permissible to consume. There's no need to exercise the presumption that aslu adamit tathkiya, the presumption that an animal hasn't been slaughtered. That principle need not be exercised here, because istihala has arisen, a new subject matter has been formed. And therefore, kullu shay'in laka halalun. You can consume it. It's not an animal part anymore. It's a new thing, a new specific form. It's changed. So that's why you can eat it. And the reason it's not najis, aslut tahara is realized here. Now, that's why here, although we believe istihala has occurred, someone may say, why don't you bring those branches that you used in a previous lecture, where you said, did the istihala arise in qalil water, or in kor water, or in one of them, and you don't know which? Why don't we use those branches here? And the answer is, because in those, with the porcine gelatin, previously, with the porcine gelatin, where we used these branches, the point was that this istihala, when you want to put the porcine element into water, if it was qalil, it would make the whole water najis, because the porcine component is najis ul-ain, a concrete najis. Here, though, since you don't know whether it was slaughtered Islamically or not, the cow or the sheep, aslut tahara, the principle of tahara, allows you to presume it is tahir. So it doesn't matter whether the istihala occurs in qalil water or in core water, because when you put it in the water, it doesn't make the qalil water, for example, najis in the first place. Because by means of aslu tahara, the principle of tahara, there you've solved that issue. You can presume it is tahir. Now, when you put it in and it's substantiated before you that istihala does arise, here you don't even need to exercise the principle of adam tathkiya, the principle of presuming not the non-slaughtering of the animal. And therefore, since istihala arises, that this new element that has been formed, it's a different specific form, istihala has arisen, you can eat it. In the same way that you were able to eat if you believed in istihala of the porcine gelatin. But here too, in addition to that, that you can eat it, also you don't deem it najis. And that's why we don't bring those branches. Now, what if it's not substantiated before you that istihala has arisen? Okay, so you have the gelatin and you doubt whether the cow or sheep has been slaughtered Islamically, and you don't believe istihala has arisen. Here, the next classification is whether istihlak has occurred or not. Istihlak being that vanishing of all the traces of that the previous component, which in this case is a bovine component, but you don't know whether it was slaughtered Islamically or not. But tahara wise, it is tahir. Okay? Now, if istihlak does occur, we said aslu tahara says it's not najis. In addition to that, after mixing it up with something in a liquid environment, a liquid muzaf environment, since it was tahir, it won't make anything najis. And if istihlak does occur, okay, then what happens is it's both tahir and you can consume the final product. Okay? Whereas if istihlak doesn't occur, it's still not najis, but you can't consume the final product if istihlak does not occur. Why? Because of the principle of you presuming the non-slaughtering of the cow. You know it's a bovine component before you. If you want to eat, okay, you see, whether it's pure, canonically pure or not, that was another principle we used. But if you want to eat it, it has to be substantiated before you that it has been slaughtered. And this hasn't been substantiated before you. That was the whole, the issue, the case here, was that there was doubt as to whether this animal has been Islamically slaughtered or not, this cow or sheep. Now, since istihlak has not been realized, there are still components of it in the final product, and you can't consume it because it has not been substantiated that tathkiyah, the canonical slaughtering, has occurred. Albeit tahir, but if istihlak has not been realized, you're not allowed to consume it. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala tahirin.